Daf is Daf Chaf. So we got to the last few lines of Yud Testament Beis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, where really a Brisa above. V'yotzei ba mishum simcha v'eino yotzei ba mishum chagiga. The Gemara is telling us that a person is allowed to use a carbon todah to fulfill his obligation of simcha and yantif, even though it's a previous obligation he has to bring a carbon todah. You can still utilize that to accomplish the mitzvah of simcha and yantif, but to use that to fulfill an obligation of chagiga, that would not be allowed. A chagiga could only be brought from chulin, but to use todah to fulfill your obligation of chagiga, that's not allowed. So the Gemara says pshita, that's very obvious. We already know the klal, davar shebechovahu, that the carbon todah is a davar shebechovah. The chol davar shebechova ain't right the other way around. That the chagiga is a davar shebechova. The chol davar shebechova ain't ba elam nachulin. If you're trying to fulfill an obligation, you're only allowed to use a davar chulin. You can't use a davar chova. That's the klal. So this is true, by the way, when it comes to meiser. A person gives meiser k'safim. So a person, if you have an outstanding obligation to give something, you already said, I'm going to give to a certain cause, you can't use meiser to fulfill already existing obligation. If it's a new obligation, if you already have meiser k'safim and you want to fulfill obligation, that's fine. But if you already have an old debt, an old obligation, that meiser k'safim cannot be used to fulfill an obligation. So here as well, a person has an obligation to bring a chagiga. Here's another obligation to bring carbon toda. You can't use a toda to fulfill this obligation. So this seems to be a very obvious point here. So Gemara says, Lo tzvicha, it's only needed in the following situation, Di'afal gav de parish, even though he specified that he said, I'll say this outside and we'll see this inside, that I'm bringing the carbon toda, amanas, that's going to use as my chagiga, even in that instance it still won't work. This is exactly kedibay mine Rabbi Shimon Melakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish asked Rabbi Yochanan this very question, that one who says, Ha'omer, I want to bring a toda on condition that I could use this for my chagiga. Or he says, "Hareini nazir, I want to be a nazir, but on condition ve'agalach mimals ma'aser sheni. But I want to use my ma'aser sheni monies to pay for the naziris. Maha, what's the din?" And Rabbi Yochanan responded back, "Amalei nazir, rather nidur of ein yotze." Nazir ein megalech. The nether takes place. You're chayiv in the obligation that you had said you want to bring a carbon toda, but you cannot use it for the chagiga. Your obligation in the naziris, but you can't use the ma'aser sheni to exempt you from this obligation. Rashi just explains here. Ve'agalach mimals ma'aser sheni. Karbanos shegazir alav akasiv b'yom taglachaso. The obligation that one takes upon himself to bring the day of his shaving the hair. Ekna mimals ma'aser sheni. Sorry, that's, I want to read the Rashi three lines down rather. Nazir v'ena megalech mimals ma'aser. Yes, the naziris takes effect, but you cannot use mimals ma'aser sheni to fulfill the obligation of buying the karbanos for the nazir. Ela minachulin, you have to use chulin monies to buy the nazir karbanos. Dechaven d'amar hare alai. The moment you say hare alai nazir, you're nischayv. Naziris is chal. You can't afterwards say, oh, but I want to use the other money. Because the Amira Lagavo Kimbasir had it. The moment you make a Davar Hekish, you make a statement that you want to be a Nazir, you want to take upon yourself carbon toda, that obligation exists. V'chi Hadar Amar, when you say afterwards, but I want to add Almanas on the condition that it's way too late at that point, you cannot add the Almanas after the fact, only if the Almanas was mentioned before the fact. Meaning if you would have said, Almanas, the money could be used for Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, that actually would work. But since he said, I want to be a Nazir, and then use my shady mouse, that won't work. And that's the klal. So Gemara now says, Ahu Gavra, there's a person, and the Mefarshim point out, Rashi says, a person was dying. He gave a mitzvah machmas misa. He was on his deathbed, and he gave the following tzava. He said, the Amar Lahu, he told his relatives, Havula le arba mea zuze leploni. Give 400 zuz to Reuven. Well, then said Barthi and have married my daughter. I know he didn't really want the shidduch, but maybe I could bribe him to marry my daughter. So he said, Reuven's about to die, or he says, give Shimon 400 zuz, and maybe he'll marry my daughter. That's what he said. So Amar Papa, Papa says, Arba me'ez shakil, the guy, Shimon could take the 400 zuz, Ubarthi, and with respect to the daughter, Ibai nasiv, Ibai lo nasiv, he could decide whether he wants to marry her or not. There are two independent clauses here. Because the moment he said, give 400 zuz, that's chal, and the marrying the daughter was an after fact, and therefore it wasn't tied to the statement of giving. So Gemara is just medayik, time adamar havilei, only because he first said, give the money to him, and then ulunasiv, and then he said, marry my daughter afterwards. Aval, if he flipped it around, if Iyamar, had he said, linsiv, marry my daughter, v'havulei, and then give 400 zuz, then the cloud would have been, it would have been good, inasiv, had he married the daughter, shakil, he could take the money. V'ilo nasiv, he wouldn't marry, then lo shakil. So here as well, the previous statement by the nazir as well, depending on how you made your statement, that would indicate whether the tanai would work or not. If you said the tanai first, then the tanai, you can use my shesheni money for nazir. Chazir. You can use Karban Todah v'Chagiga. If you said the Tanai only afterwards, then you can't because the Chiv already existed in the world.
But if you would say Al Minat, then it would be okay.
It seems like that wouldn't be good either. It seems that way. I don't know for sure, though. I don't know.
That's a Tanai.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Yosef Maremar v'kamer l'shmaisa mishmei d'nafsheh. Maremar was once sitting down. He was talking about the sugya. And he was quoting himself, meaning he wasn't quoting any of the statements of any of the people we said before. He just said this as his own chiddush. So Amalei Ravina, Ravina says the Maremar, Atan Hachi Masnisalu. That's how you learn it. You learned it. This is your own chiddush. However, Anan Kidabai Minei, we have a Masorah that this was actually a Shaila that Reish Lakish had asked Mer Yochanan, Masnisalu. That's how we understood the Sugya. Again, the same exact discussion, but the question is who was the one Mechadish this did? So Gemara then says, back to the discussion of Karban Olas from yesterday. Tani Tani Kami Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. It says in the pasuk, Rashi says this is a pasuk regarding the eighth day, the Shemina Shel Miluim of the preparation for the Mishkan. So the pasuk says, "Vayakrev es haola," that Aaron brought the ola, "Vayaaseh kamishpat," and he did it like kamishpat. He did like he was supposed to do. So we have to have a bit of a background just for a moment. When it comes to the halachas of smich in the Torah, we have in the first pasuk that says regarding the an olas nedava. It says a pasuk you have to do smicha by olas nedava. And by a shalmei nedava, there's also a pasuk you have to do smicha. We don't have a pasuk by olas chova, nor by a shalmei chova. That the pasuk doesn't mention in smicha. So we're trying to figure out whether or not you can learn olas chova and shalmei chova from the pesukim of olas nedava to shalmei nedava. That's the question. So the pasuk here says, "Vayakrev es ha'ola vayaseh kamishvah." He did like he was supposed to do. Now this was certainly an olas chova. The Torah says Hashem tells Aaron, bring it the carbon. So he did an olas chova. So what does he mean? He did everything kimishva. So says the Gemara, kimishva olas nedava. He did everything he had done to the olas chova as one would have done to the olas nedava. So what does that mean? So the Gemara learns lamad al olas chova shetuuna smicha. That just like an olas nedava requires smicha because that's a mefurish pasuk, so too kamishva means an olas chova also requires a smicha. So amar le, so damar lechamani, who is the one who holds this way? It must be Beis Shammai. Why Beis Shammai? Because Beis Shammai delo gamrei shalmei chova mishalmei nedava. We saw in the Mishnah the other day that Beis Shammai did not require, if you bring a shalmei mayantav, you don't do smicha on a yantav. You can't do smicha because he doesn't require smicha on a shalmei chova. When I bring my shalmei chagig on yantav, that's a shalmei chova. And Beis Shammai says there's no smicha. Why is there no smicha? Why didn't you learn shalmei chova from shalmei nedava? Because he doesn't. He doesn't think you can make a, you can learn. So just like shalmei chova is not learned from shalmei nedava, so to olas chova cannot be learned from olas nedava unless you have a pasuk. So the pasuk says v'yakev is a ola v'yaseh kamishpat, because the pasuk says that olas chova requires smicha. That's Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai doesn't allow a limud. The svar won't work. It has to be a special gzeres akasiv, as opposed to Beis Hillel, as we'll say in just a second. Beis Hillel says no. Just like by Yom Tov, you could learn shalmei chova from shalmei nedava. It's a natural svara, not based on the pasuk. So to olas chova, it could be learned from olas nedava. That smicha works. You don't need a special gzeres akasiv. So who is the author of this brisa? It must be Beis Shammai, who doesn't learn the svar in general. You need a special pasuk kamishva to tell me olas nedava, rather olas chova, is learned from olas nedava. So look in Rashi. I'd rather Gemara, we'll look at Rashi afterwards. So again, Amr Lei, the Amr Lechamani, who is the author of this brisa? It must be Beis Shammai. Delo gamri shalmei chova mishalmei nedava. He does not learn shalmei chova that it requires smicha from shalmei nedava. So just look at Rashi now. Says Rashi, Beis Shammai, around more than halfway down the narrow lines, Damar b'masis, and he said in the Mishnah a couple days ago, Mivin shalmei mishal yamtif shein chova ve'ein somchanale. But there's no smicha when you bring a shalmei chova on yamtif. The time of my, what's the reason? Mishum de smicha b'vayikra k'siva b'shamei nedava. It only mentions smicha by shamei nedava v'im zevach hashamim karbana v'samech yedav v'gomer. Because sorry, lo gamrinin chova min nedava. You cannot learn a shamei chova from a shamei nedava. Now jump down a few lines in the same Rashi. Let's skip a few lines. Hilkach olas chova nami. Olas chova as well. You can't learn from olas nedava. Elav had it not been for the pasuk, the parit b'kra, the pasuk specified k'mishpat, then lo have a biyadei smicha. You couldn't require smicha had not been for the pasuk because the chova min nedava lo gamrinin. We don't have that klal. That's why you need a special gzeres akasiv. So this must be Beis Shammai. So Gemara says now, because D'I had it been Beis Hillel, D'I Beis Hillel, Kevin the Gamri Shalmei Chova, Mishalmei Nedava. So just like he requires Shalmei Chova on Yantif, you would do a smicha by Shalmei Chova because you learn it from a svara from Shalmei Nedava. So too, he would have said, The same klal, olas chova nami lo tibai kra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that olas chova requires smicha. The gam reimi olas nedava. There's a natural logic that olas chova should require smicha, just like olas nedava requires smicha, and therefore the pasuk wasn't needed, and this cannot be beis hill. So Gemara says, mimai, how do you know? The beis hillel shami chova mishami nedava gamri. Yes, we know. Everybody agrees. Beis hillel clearly requires smicha on the shami chova, even a yantif. But who says he learns Shami Chova from Shami Nedava? Who said that's the limit? Maybe Dilma, may Olas Chova, maybe really as follows. We have a klal that Olas Nedava, Shami Nedava both require smicha, that's a pasuk. We now have the pasuk here that also Olas Chova requires a smicha, that's a pasuk of Kemishva. Maybe Beis Hillel doesn't learn Shami Chova from Shami Nedava, but he learned Shami Chova from Olas Chova. So he needs an Olas Chova. He needs a pasuk to teach me Kamishma, but Olas Chova requires it. And then you extend that to Shalmi Chova, and that's the source. Maybe this Taki is Beis Hillel. So again, Mimai Beis Hillel, Shalmi Chova, Mishalmi Nedava Gamri, Dilma, Me Olas Chova Gamr. And Gamri, how do you know Olas Chova itself requires Smicha? It doesn't say in the pasuk, from this pasuk here, from this Drasha. Olas Chova Gufa Baikra. So that needs a pasuk based on Vayakiv is Ola Vayasa Kamishvat. That's Olas Chova. And from this pasuk, Beis Hillel says you apply it to Shalmi Chova. So the Gemara says, okay, so if that's the svar, it's really true. The Beis Hillel maybe is the author of this brisa. He also has to use a limit of Kamishvat. So why did he have to learn Shalmi Chova from Olas Chova? Why could he not learn Shalmi Chova from Shalmi Nedava? What was wrong with Shalmi Nedava? Why couldn't that be a limit to Shalmi Chova? So Maishna. Mishami Nedava Delo Gamri, Shekein Mitzuyin, because the Shami Nedava was very common. Shami Nedavas were brought all the time. Shami Chova were very few and rare by the Yom Tov, that's all, a few times a year. Shami Nedavas were all the time. So since it was so Mitzuyin, since it was so common, that's not a natural extension to Shami Chova. So Shami Chova cannot be derived from Shami Nedava. So that's why he can learn from Shami Nedava. So the Gemara says, okay. Me'olas Chova Nami Lo Gamri. So that along the same lines, you shouldn't be able to learn a Shami Chova from an Olas Chova, because an Olas Chova is unique in that it's a Kula Kalil. The Ola goes entirely in his back, it gets completely wiped up. It's a very unique carbon. To apply that to a Shami Chova, that too requires a Smicha, it's a very different carbon, and it's not a Kula Kalil. The Shami Chova is eaten by the Kohen, it's eaten by the Baal as well. So Gemara says, Ella, it must be Mi Binyan. And from both of them together. Meaning you learn a Shalmei Chova from the combination of an Olas Chova and a combination of a Shalmei Nedava. Let me be clear again. What the Pesukim clearly say is, an Olas Nedava requires Smicha, a Shalmei Nedava both requires Smicha, and from the Pasuk Kemishpat, an Olas Chova requires a Smicha. Three of the quadrants require Smicha. The Shalmei Chova, there's no Pasuk. The Gemara says, you learn Shalmei Chova from the combination of the Tzada Shava Shebeneim, you learn from an Olas Chova plus a Shalmei Nedava. Those two together are going to create a limit for a Shalmei Chova. Just Rashi just says, as you look at Rashi, the medium wide lines down, Asa Mibinya, he says, Li'olam Masnisin Detani Tani Devirei Kolhi. Really, the Brice we just brought, that learned from Vayakov as Ola Kamishvat, is really everyone. Beis Hillel, Beis Shalmei. Ve'afilu Beis Hillel, Baikra, even he needs a pasuk. So this becomes a source. Then Olas Chova also requires Smicha. Also, lose Shalmei Chova. You can learn Shalmei Chova mitervai from both them. B'Shalmei Nedava, umi Olas Chova in the combination. B'Mematinu, B'Shalmei Nedava Shetun Smicha. Af Shalmei Chagig. And he goes on to explain what the questions are. You can't do it this way. You can't do it this way. Tashav Shaban. Fine. That's the Liman. Excellent. Back inside the Gemara. So now the Gemara says halfway down the Amud. V'Savri Beis Shalmei. Shalmei Chova lo bai smicha. Is that really true? Beis Shalmei doesn't require smicha. I mean, how do we know that he doesn't require smicha? From the Mishnah a couple days ago, if you bring a shalmei moyantif, Beis Shalmei says you can bring it, but you can't do smicha. So it must be he doesn't require smicha. But don't we have a brayso that clearly states he does require smicha? Vatanya, Amar Rebbe Yosi lo nechlaku Beis Shalmei uBeis Hillel ala smicha atzma. They don't debate of the need of smicha. Meaning they both require smicha. They just debate when is the smicha taking place. Shetarach, that you both agree you require smicha. Ama nechlaku, what's the machlokes? Al takef l'smicha shchita. Whether or not smicha needs to be right next to shchita, you have to do it immediately beforehand or not. Shebei shamei omrim, eino tarach, you don't have to do smicha right before shchita. In other words, you could do smicha erev yamtif, and 24 hours later, do shchita on yamtif itself, because you've done this smicha. So he does require smicha, it's just the proximity. Ubeis hila omrim tzarachu. You do require takeif shchita l'smicha or smicha l'shchita. So the Gemara says, so clearly he does require smicha. So he answered the Gemara, Damar Kiaitan. He holds like another Tana that holds the Beis Shammai does not require smicha at all. The Sanya, the Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechlaku Beis Shammai ubeis hilal al takeif l'smicha l'shchita. Shetzarach, they both agree, when there is a need for smicha, that smicha must be right before shchita. That they both agree to. Amal nechlaku, what's their debate? Al smicha atma, whether or not you even require smicha. Meaning, Beis Shammai would say, if there's a requirement for smicha, that must be near shchita. But do you even require shchita? Beis Shammai omim ein atach, you do not require the smicha. Beis Hillel omim tzarach, and he says, and Beis Hillel says, you do require shchita, smicha rather, and that smicha must be immediately before shchita. Fine. So now the Gemara says the following. So now, in terms of smicha, we saw the other day, what is the issue of smicha on the yontif? Why could one maybe not do it? So Beis Shammai says, you can't do it because it's a shvus. You can't be mishtamish in a behema. You can't ride a behema. So Beis Hillel, who allows smicha to take place on Shabbos, why is that allowed? Why is that what's permitted? Isn't that a violation of a shvus? So he says, no, ain't shvus for mikdash. Ain't shvus for mikdash. So now the question becomes now, according to Beis Shammai now, so ain't shvus for mikdash, he should allow for shvus to be in the mikdash. Why does Beis Shammai not allow shvus in the mikdash? So a few answers are brought. The Hagos Mordechai explained that the ain't shvus for mikdash is only true by a carbon sibur. But by a carbon yachid, we do not invoke the concept of ein shvus b'mikdash. And since a shami chagiga is a carbon yachid, we cannot rely on ein shvus b'mikdash. The Sfas Emes gives another answer based on the Kesem Mishnah. He says the only heter of ein shvus b'mikdash only exists for kohanim, not for Yisraelim. And since the baal of the shlamim is one who's doing the smicha, he's not a kohen necessarily. Therefore, we have no heter of ein shvus b'mikdash when it comes to smicha. Back into the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, last eight lines or so of the Amud, Tanya Rabbanan, the Brayta, to teach us that Ma'isa Behilah Hazakin. One time, Hillel himself, Hillel Hazakin. Shehevi Olasa Le'azara, he is bringing a carbon ola to the Zara on Yamtif, Lismoch Aleh B'Yamtif, to do smicha. That's how Beis Hillel Paskin. Hillel Paskin, that you have a smicha on Yamtif. What happened was, a Chavru Olav Tamid Shammai Hazakin. The Tamidim of the other camp, of the other yeshiva, Beis Shammai's yeshiva, who were very against the smicha on Yamtif, started to gather around the old Hillel Hazakin. So Amr Lo, they start challenging Hillel Hazakin. Mativa Shebehemazu, what is the nature of this animal that you're bringing? Certainly can't be an Ola, because you can't bring an Ola on Yantav. What are you doing? So Amr Lehem, Hillel said, Nekevi, this is a female. That he lied to them, actually, but he was a female, because a female is not brought, only a Zacha is brought as an Ola. A Nekeva can be brought as a Chata, so you don't bring a Chata as a Yantav, but it can be brought as a Shlomim. It's a Nekeva, don't worry, guys, it's a Shlomim. Even you agree you could bring a Shlomim on Yantav, but he really lied to them. How is he able to lie to them? So Rashi explains here, if you look at the last line, Rashi says, Luzif chay shlamim havasiya, mirov anas nuso shel hilal, haya mishanim mipnei ha-shalom, because of his great humility, which meant he didn't want to fight with them. He didn't want to get into an argument. And because of darchei shalom, a person is allowed to lie. It's based on the Gemara Yevamos, that when Avram and Sarah were having a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu separately, and Sarah said that, you think my husband Avram can have a child? He's too old to have a child. And when Hashem reports back to Avram, he said, Sarah thought she was too old to have a child. But that's not what she said. She said, Aram's too old. She didn't say that she was too old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied. So one answer is that, no, Sarah said that they're both too old. But the other answer is that, no, Hashem lied. He lied because for Shalom Bayis, he's allowed to lie. So here it's not Shalom Bayis, but Shalom in general, he was able to lie in order to preserve the Shalom. So back inside the Gemara. Now, either way, he's trying to sneak in this Ola, a male animal for a carbon Ola. He tells the Talmidim of Shammai Hazakein that's really in a cave. I'm bringing it as a shlamim. And kishkei shlehem bizanva, he started to wag her tail. I don't know what this means. I think maybe the article says something different. I think he was like trying to say, I'll even prove it to you. You could see that's a female by moving her tail. You could see what her gender is. I think that's what he was trying to accomplish. Not entirely sure. Either way, he tricked them. But hachulhem, they went on their way. For also yom that day, gavru yadam shebeshamai abesil. Beshamai defeated Beisil because there was a certain fear, intimidation that they had. Hillel Zakim himself was so nervous to get into such an argument, and they ended up winning that you can't bring an Ola on Yandif. They also Yom Gavra Yadlam Shal Beshamai Abesil, Ubikshu Lekfa Alacha Kemosim, and they wanted to establish Alacha. We see we're in charge here, we just defeated Hillel Zakim, and the Alacha should be like us. However, Hayasham Zakin Echa, there was a great, an older man of Mitamide Shamai Hazakin. One of the Tamidim of him, his name was Baba Ben Buta. Great stories of Baba Ben Buta we have in the Gemara. Shemo, that was his name. Shaya Yodesh Halacha Kebesel. He knew that the halacha was like Besel. Even though he was a loyal Talmud of Beis Shammai, but he knew the MS that the Psak was like Besel, whatever that was, based on the Baskel, based on whatever it was, he knew we passed like Besel nonetheless. So what did he do? Vishal, he sent a message. Vehevi, going with Amabez now. Vehevi, Koltson, Kedar, Shab, Yushalayim. He brought all the different flock that live in Yushalayim, all the sheep, and Hamidim Bazar, placed them all in the Azara. Now, before you go ahead, Tosis points out there, how do you bring Chulun Bazara? So Tosis writes in the top here, Vehevi, Koltson, Kedar, Bazara, the Tema. Ha'ein Mavir, Chulun Bazara. You can't bring Chulun Bazara. It's a clear, it's an Isser. Machlokas, whether it's an Isser, their Isser, an Isser, their bottom, but it's clearly an Isser. You can't bring Chulun in the Azara. Tosis says, V'yei Shlomar, Delav Dafka Bazara, El Bahar Bias. He brought a Har Bias, there wasn't an Azara. Others say, no, there's no problem of bringing a Chulun Bazara. Yes, it says Ein Mavin, but the real answer is Ein Shochlin. You can't do Maisa Krova on Chulun Bazara. But to stop, just bring an animal in the Azara, that's actually completely allowed. So whether he brought in the Azara or he brought in Har Bias, either way, he collected all the Tzom that lived in Yerushalayim. All the flock, that lived in Yerushalayim. The Midim Bazara, back inside the Gemara, Bamar, and he said the following. Komisha wrote to Lismoch, Yavo Vismo. Who wants to do smicha? You could come and do smicha. Even though it was Yantiv, he made this big announcement. He wasn't intimidated by the other Talmidim of Shammai Azakin. He made it clear that we're passing like Beis Hillel, that you could bring a Ola, you could do smicha and a Shlomim. V'osa Yom, that day, Gavri Yodin Shal Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel defeated Beis Shammai, V'kavo Alacha Kamos, and that's what we passed in the L'haya Sham Adam She'ira B'davar Klum. No one wanted to challenge Bab and Buta, and therefore that was the psak from that day on. Gemara now says, "Shem Ma'isa b'Tamin Echad mitamide Beis Hillel." There was yet another Ma'isa with one of the students of Beis Hillel. Shehevi Olasu Lazara Lismoch Alei brought an Ola in order to smicha Yantif. Matzu Tamid Echad mitamide Beis Shammai. One of the Tamid Beis Shammai came over to him and tried stopping him. Amarlu Mazu Smicha. You doing a smicha on Yantif? How could this be? So Amarlo Mazu Shtika. Be quiet. That's what he said to him. Leave me alone. It's not. We pass like Beis Hillel. Get away from me. So Shasku Benizifa. So the Talmud of Shammai, he was quiet and walked away. He was Benizifa. He felt very down. V'halachlam, he left. He left Beis Hillel. So we see clearly we passed like Beis Hillel. So Gemara learned something interesting here. I'm not sure really what it means. But Gemara says, Amr Abai says, Hilkach, therefore, Hait Subra Mirabanim. If you have a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham, Damar Lei Chavre, that his friend, the contemporary, Milsa, that he responds something and he says something not nice to you. Lo Lahadir Lei Milsa Tvei, don't say more than what he said. I mean, be just as terse as he. He said, Mazu smicha? So he said, Mazu shtika. Hey, you shouldn't engage him in more conversation that you need. And Mimai, how do you know? Dharmale chavre, diu amarle mazu smicha, v'kamarle mazu shtika. It was a very quick conversation, and that was it. So again, I'm not sure practically what that means. I think what he's trying to say is, don't engage the people in such long conversations. Be very terse, to the point, and move on. So Gemara now says, Tani, the Braisa says, back to this whole conversation between Beis Hillel and Shammai, Tanya Amru Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Ma Mebakom She'asur LeHedyot, a time or place where it's asur for Hedyot, which Rashi is referring to Shabbos, where Shabbos you can't bring a carbon for Hedyot, but Mutter LeGavoa, but you could bring a carbon Musaf and so on Shabbos. And Makom She'mutter LeHedyot, a day, like Yantif, where you can bring for Hedyot, in other words, you could do Heter Chanefesh, you could do Mlachas for Hedyot, certainly Eino Din She'mutter LeGavoa, certainly you should be able to bring a carbon Olas Ria for the Gavoa. So this was the raya that Beis Hillel tried to bring, that Olas Ria may be brought on Yantif against Beis Shammai. Again, if Shabbos, a Hedyot is Aser, you can't do Mlachas for Hedyot, but you can bring for a Gavoa. So Yantif, where for a Hedyot is Mutter, you could do a Het Ochel Nefesh, certainly for Gavoa, even certainly Olas Ria should be allowed on Yantif. That was his Kal Vachomer. So Amru Lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responds back, Nidarim v'nidavos yochichu. So I'll bring you a raya from this. She Mutter leHedyot v'asher leGavoa. So what's that case here? That even though Yantif, in general, Yantif is a day where it's Mutter LeHedyot, where I could cook things in Yantif, I can't bring Nedarim V'Nedavos, even though it's for the Gavoa, so certainly I shouldn't be able to bring Olas Ria either. What's the difference between Olas Ria and Nedarim V'Nedavos? If I can't bring Nedarim V'Nedavos, which Beis Hillel would agree to, you shouldn't bring Olas Ria either. So Amr Lehem Beis Hillel says, no, don't ask me a kasha from Nedarim V'Nedavos. Ma'al Nedarim V'Nedavos she'ain kavela kavul hamizman. There's no set time. There's no urgency. There's nothing pressing to bring it. Tomer Bolas Ri'iyah she kavul hamizman. It's a set zman for Olas Ri'iyah. It's a set time for Yom Tov, and therefore a gavoa should be allowed. You should be able to bring Olas Ri'iyah on Yom Tov. So Amr Lehem Beis Shammai. Shammai said back, Avzu Ein Kavu Lemzman. Even Olas Riyad does not have a set time. The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chagiga, Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Chogeg V'Holek Kol Rega Kula. V'Yom Tov Achron Shechag. If you didn't bring the Olas Riyad on day one, you can make up any other day of Yom Tov. It's not Kavu Lemzman. You have a whole week to bring the Kabanos. That's not Kavu Lemzman. So Amr Lehem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says back to Beis Shammai, Avzu Kavu Lemzman. That's also called Kavu Lemzman. Even though it's 7 days long, we have it. The tznan over haregel v'lochag in a chay b'achru Yusuf. The whole week passes, and you don't bring the carbon, you've lost out. That's setzman. Granted, it's more than just 1 day. You have 7 days, but that's still called kavul lamzman. And since it's kavul lamzman, it can be brought even on Yom Tov. Yeah. So this is referring to, I believe, the chag of the shami chagiga. Which even Beis Shammai would allow, but he's comparing the Shammai Chagiga to the Olas Riyah. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amru lehem Beis Shammai says back, V'halo kvar nemar lachem v'lo l'gavoa. The heter of Ochel Nefesh is only lachem, is only for you to benefit from, not for l'gavoa. And l'amru so Amru lehem, that Beis Hillel v'halo kvar nemar l'ashem, kol l'ashem. No, l'ashem, it says the pasuk as well. Anything that's for Hashem, for l'gavoa, would be included in the heter of Karbanos on Yom Tov. Imkain, so ma'atam alam lachem. So what does Beis Hillel do with the word lachem if he includes l'gavoa? Lachem v'lo l'klavim, l'kusim, lachem v'lo l'klavim. When it says lachem, when you can cook for yourself, you can only cook for yourself, but you can't cook for a non-Jew, can't cook for dogs either. It actually becomes halach l'maisa, because sometimes people like to give the housekeepers food on the Shabbos, a Yom Tov, or sometimes you have people who like to invite over co-workers, or maybe you have a co-worker who's Jewish, who's dating someone who's not Jewish, so can you have a non-Jew over for a Yom Tov meal, for Shabbos meal, for Shabbos, you're allowed to. Because you're not cooking on Shabbos, that's okay. But in Yom Tov, where you're cooking, so if you end up cooking a little bit more on Yom Tov and you cook for a kusi or a non-Jew, that would be actually pretty problematic. So this becomes a very relevant shaila, lachem v'lo l'kusim. So then the Gemara says, Abba Shal Omra B'lashan Acheres. Abba Shal had a different mesorah of how this conversation went between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And not only was it different in the terms they were using, but even the dialogue, they were missing a very key point, which we'll see in just a second, the significance. So Abba Shal Omer B'Lashon Acheres. Ma b'makom shekirascha. What's kirascha? Akira. Akira is a type of oven. And Rashi explains an oven that could fit two kederos and two pots. They didn't have very, very big ovens back then. They liked ovens like more like European ovens, the Israeli ovens, where they're very, very small, seemingly. So two pots would fit in, but that's called akira. So we don't care about the size, just the term that's being used. Ma b'makom shekirascha stuma, the time when your kira, your oven's closed. In other words, Shabbos, you can't use the oven on Shabbos yet. Kiras Rabbecha Psucha, but the oven of your Rebbe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, your master, it's open, meaning there's karbanos being brought in Shabbos. So b'makom shekirascha Psucha, when your oven may be used, in other words, on Yom Tov, you could use your own oven for your own personal benefit. So Eino Din shekirascha Rabbecha Psucha, certainly the oven of your master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should be open as well. Meaning you should be able to bring an Olas Riyah on Yom Tov. So too, v'chein b'din, it also makes sense. Shelo yehei shulchancha male v'shulchan Rabbecha Reika. It doesn't make sense that your table is full of eating, and the table of Kadosh Baruch Hu is empty. The Mizbech should be full just as well. So that was the Svara that Hillel said to Beis Shammai. So now, what we didn't say back is that Beis Shammai never responded, what about Nedarim and Nedavos? Where was that in the conversation? That was left off this conversation. So Gemara says, must be, but my kemiflagi, Mar Sever Nedarim and Nedavos craven b'yamtif, but Mar Sever ain't craven b'yamtif. According to this second understanding of Abba Shaul, Beis Shammai actually would allow Nedarim and Nedavos to be brought in Yom Tov, and that's why you couldn't ask as a Shaila. So that was, but according to the first Brisa, that wasn't the point of contention about the Nedarim and Nedavos not being brought in Yom Tov. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, the Divrei HaOmer, those who hold that Nedarim and Nedavos ain't kreven b'Yom Tov, which is how we paskin, you cannot bring a neder or a nedava on Yom Tov. Lo tema midaraisa michse chaze, don't tell me that really on a deraisa level, you actually can bring a neder or a nedava, except Rabbanan Hud, the Gazubay, but the rabbis made a gzera. Gzera Shema Yisha, they're concerned that you shouldn't. Why they make a gzera? What would happen? I have a nether nedava, you know, in Tammuz, and I don't want to show up to the base of Mikdash now, so I wait all the way until Sukkot to bring it. It's just easier. I'm going anyways up to Arbayis, so I'll wait till then. So they made a gzera. Nope, you can't bring it to Yom Tov. This way people would bring it earlier. They wouldn't have to delay bringing it. So don't tell me that is not the reason. The truth is, the Gemara says, Ella, it's actually afilu midderaisa nami lo chazi. Even on a deraisa level, one is not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos. So how so? The shtei lechem, the chovas hayom ninu. The shtei lechem, which is a carbon that brought on Shavuos, you have to bake the shtei lechem erev Yom Tov. There's no concern of bringing it earlier. It's not shaykh to bring it earlier. There's no delay. It's only brought Shavuos, the only day you can bring it. And yet, even though there's no concern of Gzeir Shem Yisha, you still can't bake it on Shabbos HaYomtiv. You must bake it before Shabbos HaYomtiv. So too, Nedarim Nedarim as well cannot be brought on Yomtiv. It must be brought before Yomtiv. What's that? What's the drasha? The drasha is because Lashem, the pasuk Lashem is what's included in Olas Riyah. That was a drasha. Lashem, Olas Riyah, how do we know Olas Riyah can be brought on Yomtiv according to Beis Hillel? Because it says pasuk Lashem. So the understanding is only that which is identical to Lashem, that which is identical to Olas Riyah, can be brought. But since Nedarim Nedarim are not identical, because there's no set Zman on Yomtiv, and so too, the She'alechem is also not identical, because from the fact that the baking must take place before Yomtiv, or can take place before Yomtiv, it shows us it's not similar to Lashem of Olas Riyah, and once there's a bit of a difference, it's not part of the heter of the Deraisa of Lashem being brought on Yomtiv. That's the understanding of the Mefarshim. So now the Gemara will finish off with one question. We're going to stop in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara then says, Ibailu. The divrei haomer nedarim unedavos ein krevim yamtiv. According to the man damar, who says you cannot bring a neder or nedava on yamtiv, what would happen if avar v'shachet mai? What if a person did anyways? He made a mistake. Whether he did a b'mezid or b'shogeg, he shechted it on yamtiv anyways. Now you have a dead animal and you've got blood. Should one go ahead and sprinkle the blood or not? So the Gemara has a machlokas on Maraim here. Rav Amar Zorik es Adam al Menas lahatir Basar Bachila. You're allowed to sprinkle the blood on condition that the meat will be mutter to be eaten. So Rashi explains here. Rashi says al Menas lahatir Basar Bachila. Klomer im habasar kaim, if the meat is available, shetez rikasa tzorach yamtif sheyochel habasar hayom zorik, because it's a heter ochel nefesh. Now even though zrika would only be a shvus, there's no malach involved in sprinkling blood in mizbech. It's only a shvus ba'ama, but you could violate the shvus to fulfill the satisfy the tzorach yamtiv of eating the basar. That's Rava's understanding. Comes along Rabba by Rav Huna Amar Zorik es Adam al Menas lahatir a murim l'erev. He says no, you're actually allowed to sprinkle the blood even if it's not for eating, even for the purpose of the carbon, even to allow you to makter the emurim later that night, that would be allowed as well to do zrikas dam. In other words, you're allowed to. So my benad, what's an afkamina, whether the zrika is for the heter achila or the zrika is allowed l'hakter emurim? So my benayu ik benayu nitma basar or shavar. If let's say the basar which was normally eaten is either lost or becomes tame, whereby you can't eat it anymore, is there any more? Is there any heter to sprinkle the blood? According to Rava, lo, you're not allowed to lozarik because his whole heter was predicated on heter achila. If the basar is no longer available to be eaten, there's no heter to do zrika. But according to Rava by Rav Huna, zarik, you can sprinkle the blood because the heter was not based on the heter achila, rather it's based on heter emurim. And as long as emurim are still available, one would still be allowed to go ahead and do the zrika. So let's quickly recap what we did. We started talking about the you cannot bring a carbon toda to satisfy the machla, the din of a carbon chagiga, and we end up bringing different stipulations. If one said the obligation first and then the tzai afterwards, I'm asked to use the money, that doesn't work. But if you say, I'm asked first, I want to use the money, my sasheni, for my nazir, or I want to use the toda for chagiga, and then your makabal chagiga, toda rather, that would work. And we had a similar case by the money. The guy gets his $400 to marry my daughter. To take the $400, he's not obligated to marry the daughter, but if he says, marry my daughter, and then take the 400 zuz, then the two are connected with each other. We then discuss the vayakav ola, that although the pasuk says olas nedava, and shami nedava are chayv and smicha, we have now a third place that olas chova is also based on required smicha, based on vayakav ola, v'yasa kemishpat. We then took that to extend it to even a shalmei chova, and Basil said, based on the combination of olas nedava and shalmei nedava, olas chova, the Shalmei Nedava were used in tandem to prove that even a Shalmei Chova requires smicha as well. And the Bishamai does not require smicha. We said it's actually machlokas in the Brises. One opinion held that he does not require smicha at all. The other opinion felt he does require smicha. He just doesn't require smicha. Take off l'shchita. You could do the smicha prior to Yantiv and still satisfy the requirement. We had that in the mice of Hillel Zakeh himself, who brought once a Ola to the Mizbeah, to the base Mikdash. He was surrounded by the Tamidei Shalmei Zakeh. He lied to them that it was really only in the Keva, even though it really wasn't. And that point on Bava Ben Buta, he had made a whole big deal. The Paschal, like Beis Hillel, everyone could come bring their Ola and do Smicha on Yantiv to prove the Halacha was like him. And then we had a small conversation between a Talmud of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Mazu Smicha, Mazu Shtika. One should respond in like to those who are attacking you. And then we had the long Brisa of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai based on Olas Riyah versus Ndarmin Davos. and then learn based on the Zman Kavua, and if you don't bring Yantif Chag on the first day, you can make it up the other days, and then Abba Shaul had a much shorter version based on the Kiraska, the Kira, using that version, and then the Lacha of those who hold you can't bring Nedarim Nedavos on Yantif, it's not a Derabanan, it's actually a Deraisa, so you can't bring Nedarim Nedavos based on La Hashem, it's not similar to La Hashem. Then finally, if one does go ahead anyways, Avar V'Shachat, Nedarim Nedavos on Yantif, whether or not you could do Zrika or not, and so Rava says based on Zrika, as long as it's a Heter Achila, and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says it's a Zrika of the Heter of Lahakter Emurim on the nighttime. Okay, we'll stop here, everyone have a wonderful Yantif.